Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The voice of the American Redoubt. This is John Jacob Schmidt, proud to be your host. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too, on this beautiful American Redoubt Freedom Zone Day. Thank you guys all for tuning in. I hope you had a blessed week, and I hope you've been catching on the American Christian Network affiliates. It seems to me, with Tom Reed, I was honored to be invited to join him and Jim White for a discussion about the contaminated water in our municipal water systems and some of the solutions to do that. That's airing through the weekend, so if you haven't had a chance to sit in and listen to that, then do so. On either the Liberty Broadcasting Service or on ACN, somewhere out there in the airwaves. It's just there for you to just snatch it out of the air for free. And also, you can listen to the live streaming. We're on KTW right now, broadcasting live in the Spokane Valley and Coeur d'Alene, the greater Spokane area, the Inland Empire, the heart of the American Redoubt, which happens to be include Liberty State. Now, if you haven't done so, I want to urge you, because we're getting so close, to go over there and make your voice known and vote at patriotpolls.org to choose the flag that you would like to see as the state flag for Liberty State, and also the state seal. Once again, once those hit 1,000 votes, they're going to stop the poll, and whichever one has the highest number of votes, well, tentatively, that's going to be the state flag that we will rally around for the 51st state, Liberty State. What a great state to live in, a state of liberty. I love it. Anyway, go check that stuff out. There's a lot of stuff that I really have on the docket, but obviously I'm not going to be able to get to it all. But we will be on our weekly podcast streaming from RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Had some computer issues and have slowly made that transition over to a separate computer for doing that. So we should be good to go now and ready to roll tomorrow night. And then all of our shows, previous shows, the most recent, all the way back to the very beginning in June of 2011. Can you believe that? It's been 6 years. 6 years we've been doing Radio Free Redoubt. It's just amazing to me how fast the time has flown. But we want to spread the message of liberty and celebrate the blessings of liberty that comes from our Lord. And we want to restore a God-honoring constitutional republic. And if the rest of the country absolutely continues and insists on being at war with God, well, we need to possibly strengthen those conservative areas that we've identified around the country. One of the most conservative regions is the Inland Pacific Northwest, the American Redoubt, which is the states of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming, Eastern Oregon, and Liberty, formerly known as Eastern Washington. Encourage those that are strategically relocating to get out of occupied territory into the free zones while you still have time. Now, there is a blogger that I follow. He does podcasts, blogs, and does some great training. Former intelligence analyst, Sam Culper from the Forward Observer. He puts out a weekly intelligence summary that I subscribe to, and I recommend. It is really good analysis and really well done for your situational awareness to stay what's going on. Very objective. And also, you know, he has a strong political leanings, but his work is very objective. So he's got an article over there that's in this week's intelligence summary, U.S. not ready for cyber 911 or 9/11. And I'll just give you a piece of this. And if you subscribe, you'll be able to have access to all of the content from each weekly intelligence summary. But as cyber attacks on critical financial, private, and public infrastructure have become much more common and likely, the U.S. still does not have a coherent, comprehensive program aimed at concentrating cyber defense efforts, and thus is woefully unprepared for a cyber 9/11 event. It's not that there hasn't been any action on improving the nation's cyber preparedness, but rather there are too many programs and the effort is disparate, and thus the effect diminished. Currently, 11 federal agencies all claim some sort of mantle of responsibility for nation cybersecurity preparedness. The Central Intelligence Agency, National Security Agency, the Department of Homeland Security, the Treasury Department, three branches of our military, and three federal banking agencies. Analysts argue that Congress should merge the disparate programs into one cabinet-level agency for efficiency of action and to emphasize the importance of the task. Now, this analyst, speaking of me, always throws up the red flag of caution anytime it's recommended that our federal government merge all of their programs for efficiency. We have found that it does not make them any more efficient. It just makes them more expensive and all the more powerful. But some people are calling for this. So something very interesting to watch, but how does that trickle down to you and I? We have to be prepared to be self-reliant. Doesn't mean you have to go prepper crazy, but you have to be able to be self-reliant so that you can be part of the rebuilding and recovery process after such an event like this that could disrupt everything from our financial system to transportation, telecommunications, all of it is vulnerable in the event of a major cyber attack. And one report after another shows that we are extremely vulnerable to that. Well, there's mitigating steps that you can take. But I'm wondering if all of that might even not be, I'm going to put on the kind of lean toward the conspiracy theorist type side of things here. And it might not be theory, because this could be the way out. Just look at the Drudge headlines today or yesterday or over the last couple of days. Flashback, Steve Forbes warns Republicans will lose the House. Remember what I said, this Trump presidency and this event, this season that we're in is only temporary. The left is, they're working overtime, as we've seen on a regular basis. Diamond says, bad policies are stalling economic growth. Retail sales fall again. House Republicans look to advance $1 trillion omnibus bill. Senate health bill keeps Obamacare tax. Monthly federal spending tops $400 billion for the first time. When Steve Forbes talks about the GOP potentially losing the House, there are a lot of people that are calling for this pendulum to swing back in the next elections, and some are even saying and predicting as soon as the midterm elections, things could start going to the left again. So we are on borrowed time that the Lord granted us, I believe, a temporary stay on what's to come for this country, because we're in rebellion. It only makes sense. At the shtfplan.com, there's a headline news article over there saying they won't be able to pay you anybody with a pension or an IRA, 401k, with any wealth inside of that system are going to get creamed, as it's saying. So it's going to be extremely vulnerable, and there is a huge movement right now toward cryptocurrencies. It is encrypted. It is anonymous. It is outside the reach of institutions. It's floating there in blockchains that are extremely redundant and robust. Pretty amazing. Now, of course, I don't know what type of a cyber attack. A lot of people wonder, what if there's a cyber attack and you have cryptocurrency? Wouldn't it wipe it out? Well, there are so many redundant servers handling these blockchains. I know it's very complex. I don't even know how to explain it to you in the time that I have to make it make any kind of sense. But it is a redundant system that's continuously, like, all these backed up copies of it are flowing through the internet, and they talk to each other. And as long as there is an operating piece of the internet somewhere in the world, this will continue to survive. So it's very interesting. I've begun studying that. But here's the thing. There are a lot of indicators toward America, the way we know it, collapsing. And there are a lot of indicators. There's much evidence, more than could be ignored, that there are very evil powers. And this is a war between good and evil, just like since the beginning of time. And there's an evil system out there that actually would benefit by this current system instead of limping along if it were just to collapse, if it were to finally cave in on itself, which is what it has been orchestrated to do. This would give them the opportunity to march in with the solution to the problem they created and institute and implement a whole new world order instantly. So if that's the case, just like the history of every other empire, which has collapsed over history, there are two different things. One, that collapsed society gets taken over by a foreign governing body and military and absorbed into a different system or empire. The other outcome when a republic or a empire collapses is that there's some turmoil for a period, and then at some point, several smaller independent self-ruling nation states rise up out of what used to be a larger empire. And a lot of analysts see that in America. The demographics are very clear. We're very Balkanized and much more divided now than we've ever been. And that could provide the impetus for reestablishing something that the founding fathers envisioned in certain demographic areas and regions. And that's what I see as, the American Redoubt, and many others too. Whether you call it the American Redoubt or not, many others see very similar outcomes in various regions across the country. I'm trying to be more strategic and proactive and start planning for this now. How can we plan for this? How could we restore something that the founding fathers envision as America? Well, if we don't understand what they envisioned, if we don't understand where they came from, where we came from, we cannot restore it to its former glory. If we won't be able to, if you don't know your roots, you cannot rebuild something if you don't know what it looked like, and if you don't use the same ingredients that led to your greatness in the first place. The number one ingredient is giving God the glory and honoring Him. So you have to know your history. Now, last weekend, or the weekend before last, at God and Country, we had a speaker's panel up on stage, and someone asked the question, What about the youth? We have to reach the youth. The left is targeting the youth. How can we reach them? Because in just a few years, these subjects of the government indoctrination system is going to have these youth fully engaged in our political and institutions of higher learning and so on. How can we train up the youth and how can we target them? Well, Representative Matt Shea, you guys all know Representative Matt Shea, great friend of mine. He was sitting next to me and he says, you know what? Here's a list of things that you can do. And he just ripped off a list off the top of his head of several great resources. And I said, you know what? I didn't even think of some of those. That was good. So he put it in a document, sent it to me. So we collaborated on this together. He gets 95% of the credit. We get 5% of the credit just for posting it on Radio Free Redoubt. But he deserves the credit. He's sharp. He is a leader's leader. He is a patriot's patriot. And so I'm very grateful for Matt making that available. But what we did is we made that into a posting that is now posted at radiofreeredoubt.com. And I'll spell redoubt because it has a silent B in it. It's R-E-D-O-U-B-T, redoubt. And it's Radio Free Redoubt, just like Radio Free Europe, Radio Free America. Okay, radiofreeredoubt.com. And if you don't know it, a redoubt is a safe haven. It is a fallback position. It is a defensible fallback position. Much like in the medieval times, a redoubt would be a castle was a redoubt. When you get overran by your adversary and you have to pull back to strengthen, to regroup, to make your final stand, you would fall back to the redoubt. And it's also actually where the American redoubt came from was actually the Swiss national defense plan, especially when the Nazis were rising up. But that was called the Swiss redoubt. And that was a plan for them to blow the passes and the tunnels because of the steep, rugged, mountainous terrain. Was virtually impossible for any invading military to occupy that area because you could make it so inaccessible to them. So that was their Swiss redoubt. That was their fallback position. And things got that bad. And of course, it lasted for, you know, several decades, not just the Nazi regime to resist them. But it's interesting to note, too, that of all of the nations that the Nazis invaded, they never even attempted to occupy Switzerland because of how defensible it was. And so that's the American redoubt, the defensible fallback position for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots that are escaping the occupied zones and moving into the free zones. And that's what's happening. But this resource that's available to you has several resources, clickable links. And here's something else that occurred to me. He was responding to youth resources, and there are several. There are several youth patriot education programs. There's the Western Center for Media Journalism Boot Camp. It's a two-day workshop seminar for young American patriots. There's also the Patriot Academy, very active in this area. That's a three-day Patriot Academy designed specifically for ages 15 to 25 years old. There's the Northwest Liberty Academy for ages 12 and older. There's economic and entrepreneurship, learning our American heritage from a Christian perspective. There's so many resources, and guess what? The majority of these are not designed specifically for youth. Therefore, all of us, the American Heritage Series, Building the American Heritage Series from Wall Builders, Foundations of Freedom, the Truth Project, Center for Self-Governance, Level 1, Level 2, Economics 101, all of this stuff to get back to our roots. the Austrian Economics Home Study Course. Some of these you attend, some of these you do at home. Some of these have materials that you can facilitate leading a group in your home, in your church, in your community. And this is what the Kootenai County Assembly is going to start making available for people in the area to start learning their heritage and putting on these type of presentations and facilitating these courses so that we can learn how to rebuild what America was, because we need to learn what America was and where we came from in the first place. I just can't speak highly enough for it. But we do have our adversaries. They are going to come against us. And I'll talk about some examples of that that'll just break your heart. But I also want to leave you with some encouragement when we come back. Stay right there.
Hey everyone, this is Glenn Tate checking in from Occupied Territory, wishing I was in the American Readout right now. You're tuned in to the voice of the American Readout.
How rare is it for a government to let expire a temporary tax? And how many times have you known government to repeal any measure which grants power to itself or removes liberty from the citizens? I can count the number of times on one finger and a thumb, with their tips touching one another, of course. John Adams said, "A constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty, once lost, is lost forever." There is an exception, however, and that is when things begin anew. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish.
We are back at the Voice of the American Redoubt, going into segment two, which is brought to you by Riverfront Suites out of beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho. If you need a place to get away, to put your head down for a weekend, seven fully furnished units. They're just 50 feet from the dock on the beautiful St. Joe River. Check them out at riverfrontsuites.com, Patriot-owned business. Now, in the last few minutes that we have, I want to cover some things that I was saddened by it, but, you know, also, I guess, encouraged. We got to know we're in a fight. Our children need to know they're in a fight. They cannot be delusioned that there is an adversary, a very real adversary. But I was speaking to Representative Heather Scott. She was a special guest speaker at the Kootenai County Assembly meeting this last week. And it was just really great to see her and hear from her. Laid out some great strategies for us to, you know, be engaged in our communities to take back America to that heritage and that conservative foundation and really get engaged as citizens. But I was looking at her Facebook page and there's some pictures of the 4th of July parade that she participated in. And there's a group of beautiful young people. They're teenagers, young adults, carrying a flag called 7B Youth Patriots. Now, the license plates in Idaho, they're all, you can see like 7B means that's the seventh county that begins with the letter B. That would be Bonner County. 9B is Boundary County. If you see a K, that's Kootenai County. So, they call themselves the 7B Youth Patriots. Very active, very engaged, and very effective. So, there's these two girls and they're wearing skirts. They look nice. They're dressed. It just looks wholesome, all American. And, behind them, there are a couple of, kids, guys, young guys carrying the Appeal to Heaven flag with the Liberty Tree on it. An appeal to heaven. I love that flag. I have a copy of it hanging up, and I usually take it to events that I go to. An appeal to heaven. She put that on Facebook. Well, the left, they hated it. And so Heather, Representative Heather Scott, sent me some screenshots from her Facebook page, what people were posting about this parade and the pictures of these beautiful kids, smiles on their faces, wholesome, conservative kids. And there's a picture of them, and the comments are just heart-wrenching. What we're seeing underneath these comments. And this is what some of the things that they had to say. Let's find it here. And we're going to post this on ours as well. Protect our North Idaho. So the liberals are saying, exactly what are they protecting their Idaho from? Well, it is our Idaho, and we're protecting it from liberals and communists like you. That's my response. So basically, this is what they say. Oh, Heather Scott. Heather has her some brown shirts. What an offensive, and it's meant to be offensive. You know what the brown shirts were? Exactly what the Occupy and what Indivisible and what BAM and all these other leftist groups are now. Basically street thugs, specifically there to disrupt speakers and messages and disrupt conservatives. And so they're accusing conservative homeschooled kids of being brown shirts. Of the very same thing that the left is guilty of. So what else? Somebody right here. This is horrible. Oh, this is what really bothersome. One of the women wrote F word blanking homeschoolers. And guess what? That comment had more likes than any of the other comments from these liberals. These people are violent, they're hostile, and you need to remind your kids they are in a fight for Americanism, not back down.